Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It's Friday, TGIF. June 29, 2012. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I don't say that often enough, but I do appreciate you tuning in. And I appreciate the feedback I get, too, so thanks. And you know who you are. Hey, well, what a day in the stock market, right? Stocks were up huge. It's a big day, right? I think it was the biggest day of the year. So let's go to the reason du jour. The sort of kind of reason du jour? Well, the European debt plan, right? So what is the European debt plan? Well, they've agreed to relax repayment conditions for Spanish banks and to lower the bar to possible aid to Italy, along with proposing a $149 billion economic growth plan for the region. So there was a comment from Robert Pavlik, chief market strategist at Banyan Partners. He said, quote, "Let's just throw more money at it," is essentially their plan, and hopefully we'll be in a better position to pay for it, to pay it back at some date in the future. It's making people feel like they've got something, but it really doesn't address the problem, unquote. That's kind of the way I feel, too. But the other reason is you're kind of hidden behind the scenes that not a lot of people in the media are talking about is that, well, it's also the end of quarter, end of the second quarter, so the end of the month. So, you know, maybe people are just piling into the winning stocks, right? Winning stocks, lead a lot of those stocks are, a lot of the indexes are cap weighted, so sometimes those winning stocks will push up the indexes higher. What's the slope of hope? That the European debt crisis is over. All over, all gone. Don't ever have to worry about that again. Right? But there's also the wall of worry. What's on the wall of worry? Well, that the details of the European debt crisis really haven't been resolved. The underlying problems of Europe still remain. So, realistically, it's just an agreement, right? A lot like those global warming conference agreements. Will it have any teeth, or do they just want to come away with something? You know, stay tuned. I don't know. I just kind of wonder. What'll really happen with that. We'll see. But they're certainly acting like they solved the problem. Their crisis is over. More on the wall of worry. Economic data next week from the United States will be ugly. Right? A lot of folks are expecting second quarter earnings coming in a few weeks. And many companies will revise estimates downward. So there's some wall of worry stuff out there too. For June, the S&P 500 was up 4%. But for the second quarter, it was down 3.3%. For June, the Dow was up 3.9%, but down 2.5% for the second quarter. The NASDAQ was up 3.8% in June, but down 5.1% for the second quarter. Gold up 2.8% this month, but down 4.4% for the quarter. And oil. Oil was down 3.4% in June and down 18% for the second quarter. But get this, oil futures were up 9% today. So it could have been a lot worse for oil, right? So I don't have any comments from the Federal Reserve today, but we do have comments from the former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan. He was on CNBC today. He said, quote, "The one thing that I think we have to recognize is starting from where we are at the moment, there is no way to resolve this issue without some pain." He's talking about the fiscal debt. "There is no set of policies which can prevent the type of consequences of the imbalances we currently have," unquote. And he also sees problems in the fiscal deficits of the Eurozone. So I mentioned yesterday his quote that you know, they're not really trying to solve their fiscal problems, they're just trying to find money to pay for their fiscal problems. So he did an analogy today. He said, quote, "It's like a leaking boat in which we keep bailing it out, and we're very pleased with ourselves that we continue to keep bailing it out. The problem is, we haven't fixed the holes yet. And until we can do that, the situation is not going to get resolved," unquote. So there you go. That's really the problem, right? It's like, well, finding a new credit card doesn't alleviate the debt problems that an individual has, and that's basically what's happening in Europe. Apple is up 2.63%. You saw that. Samsung can't sell their what Galaxy Tab here, right? That was a big win the other day. I didn't look at Facebook today. I just assume it was up, right? Everything was up today. Again, no change in my overall allocation. I remain a lot of cash, low beta holdings. Companies in the news today. Insurer stocks continue to fall after the Obamacare ruling. United Health down 1.85%. WellPoint down 3.2%. Aetna down 2.7%. HealthNet down 1.26%. Coventry Health down 2.06%. So a lot of insurers wondering how in the heck are they going to pay for Obamacare and apply by all those rules, right? And you kind of wonder, and this is my thought, just my thought, FYI, is that the whole goal of government health care is to drive the insurance companies out of business, right? Have everybody go on the government plan. So if they restrict the – if they force the insurance companies to cover – things that they normally wouldn't cover and limit the amount that they can raise their rates. Because you know this thing's going to cost a lot more than the government estimates, right? I mean, it's not even going to be close. It's going to be just way overshoot that. And if they limit the amount insurance companies can charge, then insurance companies are going to go out of business. So I would stay away from that group. Of course, I could be wrong. It's just an opinion, but that's my thought. Ford, they warned of big international losses for the quarter, and even more than the first quarter. In the first quarter, they lost $190 million. So they expect their losses are going to be even larger. Hey, did you see Electronics Art News today? Electronic Arts, EA. They announced a $50 a year premium service for Battlefield 3. So they're going to a subscription service for some of their games, trying to raise more money, right? Kind of interesting. I don't know. Are parents going to pay for that? Or young adults? 50 bucks a year. I know 50 bucks a year is nothing. Heck, you think of all the entertainment folks get out of playing the games and hour after hour after hour, and you look at an hourly rate. It's pretty cheap, right? But it's new. But anyways, that's a stock maybe to keep an eye on to see how many people are signing up for those premiums. Hey, newsflash, Katie Holmes divorcing Tom Cruise, and she's moving back to Dawson's Creek. Yeah, you kind of wonder unless there was a prenup signed, what the settlement's going to look like there, because they have a daughter, Suri. Not Siri, Suri. And I think Tom's going to have to write some checks, right? So Obama and Romney are both out there spinning the Supreme Court ruling. Obama's calling it a great victory for Americans, and Romney's calling it a bad law, and bad law yesterday and a bad law today, and all that kind of stuff. So he's promising to repeal it if he gets elected. And he has a filibuster-proof Senate, right? It's got to be that. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says his state won't implement Obamacare. One of the interesting rulings is that the feds can't penalize states for not implementing it. So it looks like we're going to have a divide across the country with Republican governors probably hesitant or not willing to implement it, where liberal states will implement it. So you kind of wonder if poor folks in those states who want free health care are going to be moving to California, right? Something like that. So that won't help some budgets in some of the states. Congress also voted today to keep student rates low. Kind of interesting, kind of behind the scenes. You know, there was a threat that the the interest rate was going to increase and folks, kids, to pay more. You know, I talked yesterday about whatever the government throws money at. It raises the cost, and that's definitely true with education. You know, they're throwing student loans and aid so kids can go to school, and I think the schools just take that. It's basically they can do whatever they want with that money, give teachers raises and then raise the rates, and then the government just pays it, right? So it's kind of almost like a conflict of interest. It's like, so you kind of wonder if the same thing's going to happen in healthcare. But anyway, so the Congress voted to keep the student rates low, so that's obviously going to help students who plan on paying their student loans back. You don't have to do that anymore either, right? There's a way out. Today's birthdays. Hey, the iPhone is 5 years old. Happy birthday to you. 5 years old. So let's take a look at, I'm just going to take a look at this day in history. Let's go to recent years. It always starts out at 512. Let's see. George Foreman. Let's see. Okay, so let's go back. I'm just going to kind of talk through this. Not see anything. Naval clash. 2002, naval clashes between South Korea and North Korea lead to the death of six South Korean sailors and a sinking of a North Korean vessel. Man, that was 10 years ago. Can you believe that? 2002, George W. Bush had a colonoscopy and Vice President Dick Cheney was acting president for 2.5 hours. All right, looks like not much happened this day in history. Let's see. George Foreman loses IBF boxing title in 1995, refusing to fight Axel Schultz. Hey, Guantanamo was reopened in 1994. That's been a big, big debate, right, because of the prisoners there, and Obama wanted to shut that down. Of course, he hasn't, right? Dave Stewart, pitcher for the A's in 1990, no-hit the Blue Jays. And Fernando Valenzuela of the Dodger no-hit St. Louis. First time no-hitters in both leagues on the same day. Okay, let's look at birthdays real quick, other than the iPhone. Happy birthday to you. Okay, so let's see. Joe Johnson, basketball players. Is he still in the Hawks? I don't know. 1981. Nicole Scherzinger, American singer and actress. Is it Scherzinger? 1978, so that makes her 34. She's pretty hot, right? Pretty hot. Let's see. Uh-oh, we're getting back to people that are getting older. Older. I'm not seeing anybody. I'm not seeing anybody we know. Amanda Donahoe, London actress. L.A. Law, right? 1962. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, yeah, that's it. Well, hey, it's back-to-back Audio Boo days. And I know, hard to believe, but it's true. We'll wrap it up. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya.
Yes is no, status quo, up is down, you chase your tail around, it's an idiot show, an idiot show. In is out. Whisper is a shout, dark is light. I never got it right in the idiot show. Idiot show. Who I thought that I was. Who I thought that I could trust. When it all came down, I was nowhere to be found. In the idiot show. The same old fight. Every single night, the truth is a lie. Hello means goodbye in the idiot show. The idiot show. Yes is no. Stop is go. Up is down. You chase your tail around.
you chase your tail around. Chase your tail around, it's an idiot show. An idiot show.